Hello and welcome back to the One Thing Podcast. Today, we want to ask ourselves, what are we truly after in life? That's right, we can look around at the world, we can see ourselves for a moment and say, what do we give it all for? What are we persistently seeking? For some people, they're looking to get the most education that they possibly can so that they may be the most successful in their career, whatever field they may be working in. For others, it may be storing up and saving as much money as possible or committing themselves to doing something in their children's life and gearing them up for the most success that they can get them to. And not necessarily that all these things are bad, but when we stop for a second and we ask ourselves, what are we after and what does it really matter in the end? We know that when we pass along, when we die, we can't take our money with us. We know that we can have the top education, we can have the most possessions and belongings, but in the end, what does it really matter? What difference does it make in terms of life? And today, we know that as believers, our greatest goal, our greatest pursuit, the biggest thing that we can ever seek to do in our life is come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, to seek His face. And one of the scriptures of the week was to ask, seek, and knock. We know that Jesus had said in numerous places in the Gospels, being Matthew 7 being one of them, He said to keep, you know, if we ask, we shall receive, that if we seek, we shall find, and if that we knock, the door will be open. And we know that He was speaking about His Father coming and asking before God, being persistent in seeking Him and seeking His kingdom. What a wonderful call in our lives. And so we think about this as we're seeking God, what are we really after? And I love how we go back to the Old Testament for a second here. It says in Joshua 13:33, and I believe that this will really help us and gear us in our seeking, in our pursuit, looking for God, finding Him, looking to unveil His kingdom in our lives and His will. And I love this verse. It was speaking about the, you know, one of the tribes of Israel. God was looking at all the 12 tribes and He was using Joshua and the different leaders to let each tribe know what inheritance they would have. In other words, what land they would possess, what part of Canaan or where they would all live and dwell and raise their families and so on. But I love this part. It says in Joshua 13:33, but the tribe of Levi, Moses had given no inheritance. The Lord, the God of Israel, is their inheritance as He promised them. And so we stop for a moment. We see that all the tribes are receiving a piece of land, an inheritance. But to the Levites, Moses didn't give them an inheritance, a piece of land per se, because the Lord, their God alone, would be their inheritance. And we think about that for a moment. The Levites were going to be the ones who, much better than a piece of land, much better than any possession, they would literally be able to possess the presence of the Lord God. They would be the ones who would minister in the temple, be seeking His face, be standing on the behalf of others. And the greatest thing, and the greatest portion would be God Himself. Today, as we seek the Lord, yes, we may be seeking Him for a deliverance. Yes, we may be seeking Him for healing. Yes, we may be seeking Him for many different things. But brothers and sisters, may the biggest thing, our greatest honor, our greatest joy be to find God, to seek Him for Him. No extras, no add-ins, but simply, Father, I am asking, seeking, and knocking for Your very presence, for Your word to be unfolded in my mind, for me to understand You, for me to know You, which is the greatest portion I could ever receive. Let that be our motivation this day, for there is no other motive. There is nothing else that draws us so near to God and causes us to truly find Him as the precious pearl of great worth. Furthermore, we stop for a second and going back to the tribe of Levi, some people ask and go, well, if they didn't have an inheritance or a piece of land per se, where did they all live? I mean, did they all fit in the temple? Were they all able to kind of cram in there and stay there? There was times where they definitely were ministering in the temple and they were seeking God's presence and really ministering to the Lord. But the Bible also says that when they weren't in the temple, there were various cities dispersed throughout all the land of Israel, throughout the different tribes. There were certain sections, small cities that the Levites were able to come and live and to stay there when they were not at the temple ministering. And I find this incredible because if they weren't at the temple, you know, ministering to the Lord, coming into his presence, seeking his face, they were dispersed throughout the land, bringing God's presence to everybody else. They were not only seeking him and looking for him as their only portion, but as they were filled with the glory of God, they were going back to the different lands, to the different places of Israel, bringing the very presence of God that they cultivated in their own life. What does that mean for us today as we seek God? As we grow close to him, as we come to know him, as we're asking, we're seeking and knocking, and he is opening the doors of heaven over our own lives, hallelujah, we are now able to bring his kingdom into every place that we go. That is the ministry of the Levite. That is the ministry of the Christian, that we would be seeking God, that we would find him, and we would bring it everywhere we go, that we would never be separate from the Lord. When we're walking through the store, we would be like that Levite walking into the city saying, let me tell you what the Lord was speaking. Let me tell you what God is doing by living our lives in our schools, by the way that we live at our jobs and we function in our jobs and we work, the way that we are persistently seeking God, we persistently bring him in all that we do and everywhere that we go. What a wonderful call. What a wonderful life that as we seek and pursue the lover of our souls with everything in us, we not only bring him into our lives and into our own households, but in everything that we do, we bring forth the opportunity, we bring forth the glory of the kingdom of God everywhere we step foot, every place that we step, because the Lord ourself is our portion. We don't just live in one land per se, but we take the land with us. We take his presence everywhere that we go. May we rise up today, people of present, children of God. May we rise up today to seek and persistently go after him so that we would bring him to somebody else, so that we would bring his presence everywhere that we go, so that his glory and his name would be known.